Blessed and good day to you this day, little time. How are you all? Once again, we will take this opportunity, first of all, to thank each and every one of you for allowing this transmission to occur through this particular window and in this particular method at this time. Once again, each and every time, your civilization allows our civilization to communicate with you in this manner. It affords us an opportunity to experience, through each and every one of you, another aspect, another facet of the infinite, and this expands our understanding of all the different ways that creation can present itself, and so we thank you for this gift of sharing. We would like to begin this transmission with the following brief ideas to lay a little bit of what you call a foundation or a groundwork for the primary principles that will generally be contained in almost every subject that we will discuss this day of your time. So, many of you have heard us talk about certain tools, certain states of being, certain states of mind that will allow you to understand who and what you are as a person, as a being, as a personality, a little bit more clearly. For it is in understanding the structure and the nature of yourself as a person and as a being that will allow you to make changes, make shifts in your reality in the manner that you desire, in the manner that you prefer, more effortlessly, with the idea of less pain, more joy. These ideas now are paramount for what you call this age of transition, this age of awareness on your planet, as you have named it, as you have deemed it. And thus we are very happy to help, to assist in presenting concepts, tools that are handy, that you can use very easily, so that when applying them, you can see the results in yourselves and in your physical reality relatively quickly. The idea, first and foremost, of course, always begins with self-valuation. We understand from our experience with many of you that one of the most difficult things that many of you now have to do on your planet is learn to value yourself. Because for thousands upon thousands of your years, you have been taught, because you have forgotten your connection to the infinite, you have been taught to think of yourselves as less than worthy, as undeserving, as possessing little or no value, and without an understanding of your worth, without an understanding of your value, no tool we would share with you will really be effective. Only when you begin to learn and behave and hold true that you are a worthwhile aspect of the infinite, that you are a beautiful, unconditionally loved and supported aspect of creation, and hold yourself in the same value that the creation holds you in, only really then will the tools be effective in the strongest way possible. This only makes sense, for the tools will only be as strong and as powerful as the energy you give them, because the energy comes from you, through you. Therefore, you are the ones that determine the efficacy of the tools. They do not really have the ability to work of and by themselves, because they draw their energy from you. They draw their realization capability from you. So let us briefly lay down a little bit as an outline of these ideas so that we will understand when questions come what we are all talking about, and we'll have something to refer back to as a base point, a baseline. First and foremost, as we have said, self-valuation. From there comes the understanding of what it means to be a personality structure. Personality structure, very briefly, in recap for some of you, in newness for others, is based on three things, three principles. Your personality is an artificial construct. Doesn't mean it isn't natural, but it is a type of mask that is built or created or fabricated from three ideas: belief systems, emotions, and behavior. You can understand the analogy of belief systems as being like blueprints of a building. Emotions are the builders, the activation principles and energies that get the building built. The behavior is the building materials, the thoughts and actions that you do. So you can instantly understand that the nature of the blueprint, the clarity of the design, will determine the ultimate product, and the nature of the builders will determine the quality of the product, and the nature of the building materials will determine the quality of the final building. When those three things are in alignment, you can understand that your reality will reflect the idea of a strong structure, a strong reality that is stable in that way. But if either your belief, blueprint, your emotional builder, or your behavior, building materials, are somehow lacking or out of balance in the idea of self-worth and self-valuation, and are not aligned with the other sides of the three-sided prism, then of course it would be obvious that your building would be, as you would say in your language, a little bit wonky. So, this whole idea is to help clarify what those three components really are all about, and how to maintain them and bring them back into balance. Now, also, it takes an understanding that physical reality is really just a mirror, and it can only reflect what you put out. There are really only four laws in creation that allow you to experience everything that you experience. Law number one is that you exist. Can't do much about that. Now, when we talk, first of all, about laws, we're not talking about the type of laws that you have on your planet that are, in that sense, arbitrary rules and regulations that can be broken or changed or rewritten or ignored. But the idea is even beyond what many of you call laws of physics, because even some of these are only germane to your particular universal reality, and in other dimensions, many of the so-called laws that you have labeled do not really apply. We are talking about real laws, because real laws cannot be broken. Cannot be broken. It is impossible. And it is these four laws that give structure to all of creation. So, as we have said, law number one, you exist. And what that actually means, when taken out to its ultimate logical understanding, is that if you exist now, you always will. And you always have.